Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. All right, here's our first good news story for today's podcast. And this is another coronavirus epidemic-related story. And this is another one that is a hopeful and inspiring story that involves teenagers, young people who are stepping up and getting involved and doing good things in a very bad time. I love these stories because they go against the common narrative that the younger generation is selfish and doesn't do things for other people. And that's clearly not the case, because here we have the story of a young man in the Cincinnati area, and his name is Tripp Wright. And Tripp had been looking for ways that he could be involved and be helpful during the coronavirus crisis. And he read an article about a college-age student in New York City who had come up with a prescription delivery service, grocery and prescription delivery service in his area. So Tripp Wright in Cincinnati, within about 6 hours, came up with a website called zoomfooddeliver.com. And in just the 2 weeks that it's been up, he's managed to fulfill 30 online orders and recruit 70 volunteers to help him out. It's a safe, free grocery delivery service for the elderly or anyone else who is susceptible to contracting the virus. Tripp says as long as he keeps getting more volunteers, he can keep expanding the delivery radius. Now, he's managed to raise $1,000 worth of donations so far, and he's putting that towards gas expenses and also hand sanitizer and gloves and disinfectant wipes and masks for the various driver volunteers on their deliveries. And he says, what we're hoping to do is take that money, if there's excess at the end of all this, we will donate it to a local food bank pantry or a nonprofit charity in our region committed to helping the underserved. Fantastic. Time now for the good word. That's the portion of the podcast where we listen to some beautiful poetry or we get an uplifting quote, something like that. And we do have a great quote today from Mandy Hale. And the quote is, "You don't always need a plan. Sometimes you just need to breathe, trust, let go, and see what happens." Now, I love this quote, but of course I think it needs to be thought through. It needs to be taken with a grain of salt. There is definitely something to be said for having plans and goals and moving towards those things in whatever ways that we're capable of. But I also think that, at least for myself, I can sometimes overthink things, and I can sometimes get too locked into the plan that I have mapped out for myself. And that sometimes causes me to miss out on opportunities that might come my way that I could take advantage of if I was more open to them. So the quote one more time with a healthy dose of common sense. You don't always need a plan. Sometimes you just need to breathe, trust, let go, and see what happens. And here is our second good news item for the day, and this one comes from England. I promise it's not just because I'm an Anglophile and I love England and would move to London yesterday if I had the chance. It's just that a lot of the stories that I'm finding are based out of England. The story today involves Miss England herself, the woman who was crowned Miss England. Her name is Basha Mukherjee. And she was Miss England 2019. but she has canceled her humanitarian work abroad, which is part of winning that crown, in order to return to her job with the NHS, the National Health Service in the UK, where she is a junior doctor. She said she began receiving messages from some of her former NHS colleagues who were feeling overwhelmed in their fight against the coronavirus. She said, quote, "I felt unfair getting dressed up in a place of safety while my colleagues were laying their lives on the front line. I wanted to come back home. I wanted to come and go straight to work." So in addition to going back to work for the NHS, she's also starred in an ad to help drum up support. She said she's using her platform to encourage people to stay home, and she recently posted, "Healthcare staff are risking their lives for us, so let's risk our mere leisure for a little while to say thank you to them." And it's time once again for Wonderful World, which is the part of the podcast where we talk about all the beautiful places that there are in the world for us to explore, and in our current circumstances, the fascinating technological ways that we can explore our world. So today it's a live stream, and the live stream is in Japan atop the Tokyo Tower, which is the second tallest structure in the entire country. And there is a camera that is mounted 656 feet above the needle of Tokyo Tower. This again is a live stream, and it actually started broadcasting on March 20th of 2020. So this is a very recent thing. And essentially what it does, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is it pans around. So you see Mount Fuji to Roppongi to Ginza to then the Shio Dome every single day. So you get a full 360-degree view of Tokyo. So if you've never been, this is your chance to virtually visit. Maybe open it as a tab on one of the browsers on your computer and check in from time to time, see what's going on over in Tokyo today. And winding things up today, of course, with Sounds Good, which is my recommendation for some music or a musical artist or an album that I think is worthy of your time and attention. And today it is a very particular song by a very particular artist. The song is called Handful of Keys, and that's by Fats Waller. So obviously the title of the song is a little bit of a joke. We're not talking about the sort of keys that you would use to open a door, but we're talking about the keys on a piano. Fats Waller, if you are not a jazz music aficionado or a swing music aficionado, your recognition of Fats Waller at best would probably be from the song Ain't Misbehavin', things like that, where his very sly, comical vocals and his little muttered vocal asides are sort of the main feature of a song. But Fats Waller was one of the most brilliant piano players in the history of jazz music. He was a stride piano player, which is a very particular style of jazz piano, where the left hand down in the bass end of the piano alternates between playing a single note and a chord, and the right hand just goes crazy with the rest of the melody and the fills. Fats was an acknowledged master of this style, one of a rarefied handful of real geniuses at stride piano. Handful of Keys is a fantastic example of him playing this kind of music, and it's just delightful. It's 2 minutes and 45 seconds of pure joy. Nothing gets in the way of it. There's no vocals. There's no band behind him. It is just Fats Waller by himself playing the piano, but sounding like five or six people playing the piano. So, again, the song is called Handful of Keys by Fats Waller. Go and enjoy. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.